You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More criticism of the medical community when it comes to pain medicine, and people want us doctors to stop writing opioids. We'll talk about that and what that could mean for you. Also, pretty scary, water at a Marine base has been linked to birth defects. I mean, our military has gone through so much. What could be going on here with this story? And we'll definitely keep you guys posted. Some more Christmas shopping ideas. I know many of you guys are going shopping, still trying to get some great gifts. I'll give you guys some ideas because, again, we all want to save money, but we all want to make people happy. A laser procedure that could treat gum disease, and it may not be as painful as some of the other periodontal work that you could get. All right? And then any other breaking news as we get it, we're definitely going to keep you posted on. So please, please sit back for another great hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, our teeth. We worry about how we look as we age. We worry about our hearts. We worry about our mind. You know, if we're going to have our minds later, we worry about our sight. We really forget about our teeth. And we think, oh, no big deal because I could just have dentures. Well, if you lose your teeth, okay, and you have that fake teeth, that's still a disability. You know, one of my favorite oral surgeons, Dr. Steven Sachs, you know, when I told him that some of my patients, they want to just rip out their teeth, you know, so they don't have to, you know, afford dental work. You know, he's like, but then you're disabled. You don't have teeth. You can't chew. You know, we forget that. So anyway, CNN, I guess, has a list here. This is pretty good. 5 ways to preserve your teeth as you age. And I know some of you are like, well, they dial, Dr. Dahlia is going to say you got to go brush your teeth. Well, of course, but there are lots of things that could be done. So let's just kind of take a look at this here, okay, just really quickly. There's only 5, okay? First of all, find out. I think a lot of us have misconceptions about dentistry. We think that if you go to the dentist, it's going to be as horrible as going to the gynecologist. And going to the gynecologist isn't even that bad anymore. But after you give birth to a couple big-headed kids, you could do it. You know, it's not that bad. Same thing with going to the dentist. And I've had some cavities treated, and I got to tell you, it didn't hurt. When they inject you, they do something to kind of cause distraction with the vibration of the nerve, such that as they're injecting, it doesn't hurt. Remember, the reason why injections hurt a lot of times is the substrate it's in. Like I told you, like with lidocaine, when I inject you with lidocaine, it's stored in HCl, which is acid. So you could actually use a bicarb to neutralize that so it doesn't hurt as much. Not all injections have to hurt. They also say small cavities, all right, that can, you know, can actually recalcify. You could use fluoride, et cetera. And so there's some things that could be done such that you don't always need the filling. Okay, you could sometimes find the recalcification on x-ray. Of course, x-rays are extremely important. I can't stand getting the 17 plus x-rays that you have to get, but they are important. They say fillings, crowns, any dental restoration should be replaced and heavily scrutinized every 8 years. This has been recommended by the American Dental Association. Don't just have something done and blow it off. Now, a lot of times when it comes to our health, we have this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it era. The problem is sometimes you could actually have cavities where you don't think you have them, and they could actually be under certain restorations. So if you need to replace certain restorations and you blow it off, if you have a little decay in there, that decay could spread undetected, okay? They say make sure your children are getting fluoride treatments until at least the age of 15. Kids, of course, consume a lot of sugar. That breaks down into a byproduct, causes acid, erodes teeth, etc. Fluoride helps rebuild enamel, neutralizing those acids. Now, electric toothbrushes. Many of you go, you know, Dahlia, my dentist wants me to sell buy a $150 toothbrush. All right? Listen, the electric toothbrushes are nice. And why? Because they massage the gums. and you'll use it longer. My problem is I'm in such a rush that I sit there and brush with the electronic toothbrush and I bleed afterwards. But it does help get into the gums. And unfortunately, periodontal disease includes gums. It's not just about the teeth. So you need to get those gums done. They also say quit grinding your teeth. I'm a big teeth grinder. My teeth are very flat. And as you grind, you could grind away a millimeter every year. And then a lot of us get TMJ, temporal mandibular joint. That's, you know, your jaw pain. And it's miserable. So they do recommend night guards. Now, the only problem with the night guard that I learned from my oral surgeon is you may sit there and gnaw on it at night, such that during the day you're grinding your teeth during the day. So he taught me to watch for grinding my teeth during the day so I can then hopefully stop it at night. So talk to your doctor about a night guard or some sort of psychotherapy to stop the teeth grinding, which is what I need. Also, know if you're know what type of a dental patient you are by going to the dentist. You may need high fluoride toothpaste. You may need stain, stain remover type toothpaste. You know, a lot of us, we're so embarrassed by our teeth that we don't open our mouths. We don't want to deal with it. Well, no. You got to deal with your teeth. And sometimes them being bleached and looking better and feeling better may help you. As of yet, I haven't seen anything negative in terms of health about those bleached toothpaste. Like, you know, I think Colgate White or the Crest White. I buy those for my family. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. Right? They say there's a little bit of baking soda. Right now, until I hear differently, I think it's okay for now. Just don't swallow. You got to spit this stuff out. We do not want you swallowing toothpaste, all right? And then you need to know your dentist, and you have to have a real, real good dentist, okay? There's been stories of, you know, one dentist across one street saying you need 4 cavities treated, and then another dentist saying you don't have the cavities at all. Very, very difficult for you guys getting that second and third opinion, and it's expensive. You need to find somebody you really, really trust. All right, and if you have to get a second opinion, it's worth it then before somebody starts pulling out your teeth. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Susan Boyle, remember from Britain's Got Talent? She has opened up over the weekend and said that she has Asperger's. She said she has been diagnosed with Asperger's and she had suffered learning difficulties as a child. And unfortunately, when she was little, she was diagnosed as having brain damage. She was also picked on and bullied and called Susan Simple. Now, we all remember her Britain's Got Talent audition where she goes out on the stage, you know, to sing. And, you know, they had shown footage of people in the audience looking like, oh, my gosh, you know, and Simon Cowell acting like, all right, well, fine, go ahead and sing. And then all of a sudden she blows them away singing a song, I Had a Dream from Les Mis. Good for her. And she is a phenomenal singer. Now, she's 52 at the She always thought that the learning difficulties and slowness that she had, quote unquote, was caused by complications at birth. But she said about a year ago, she was diagnosed with Asperger's. Now remember, Asperger's is a form of autism that usually affects social interaction and communication skills. Most people with Asperger's are still, just like with autistic kids, extremely, extremely smart, knowledgeable, but sometimes have issues with schooling, not because they aren't smart and because they don't know the material, but because they don't know how to navigate through the school and what the teacher wants. I mean, a child may know how to do a math problem, but they may not be able to do it the way the teacher presents it. Again, misdiagnosis, having brain damage, et cetera, as a baby. And I mean, you know, the fact that she could, you know, do what she could do, herein lies the question, what do we do with the diagnosis even if we have it? Now, Asperger's is considered a part of the spectrum disorder of autism. And for many sort of, shall we say, insurance policies, et cetera, is considered a disability. It is supposed to be lifelong. There are issues with communication, social interaction, et cetera. There can be certain conversation issues. So some people with Asperger's have difficulty communicating. I have two nephews with Asperger's. They're fine. You communicate well with them. Sometimes there's athletic issues. Sometimes we see that they may have some difficulties with athletic. A lot of times we see people with autism and Asperger's more dark-haired, less blonde. Even though you can't have blonde children, they say there's certain facial features that even though autism hits boys more than girls, you still can see autism and you could see Asperger's in both sexes. But they say there's actual certain facial features, brown eyes, brunette, which is kind of interesting, something that they need to study more. Well, you know, I raise money for Fast for Kids, a phenomenal charity that helps raise money for schools to help teach kids with Asperger's and autism. And I love to tell people about other people that who have been famous that have said that they have or have admitted to having Asperger's, etc. Now, there's a variety of different sites, and of course, difficult to confirm. This one, it comes from disabledworld.com, and it talks about Asperger's. It talks about autism, how it was first recognized by Hans Asperger in 1944, and some of the history behind it. I know there's been talk about, I think like Dan Aykroyd, I think he had admitted he had it. We weren't sure if he was joking, but he had brought that up. People think that maybe Abraham Lincoln had it, Albert Einstein, Benjamin Franklin. Let me see who else. Marilyn Monroe. People have thought that Marilyn Monroe might have had Asperger's. This isn't the first time I've heard about that. Isaac Newton, remember, mathematician and physicist back in the 1600s, 1700s. Ludwig von Beethoven, the fifth of Beethoven. Again, don't underestimate somebody with Asperger's or autism as not being able to compete. I mean, not only could these people compete, they led. Look at that. Tesla, Nikola Tesla, Thomas Jefferson's, Vincent van Gogh, Mozart. Now, what's very interesting is many of these people I listed have also been diagnosed with bipolar. Again, not during their time frame. I mean, again, Mozart was what, 1700s, mid to late 1700s. So no. Mark Twain allegedly had Asperger's. Henry Ford allegedly Asperger's. George Washington, Alfred Hitchcock. Now Andy Kaufman, a lot of us could tell with that. Andy Kaufman, very brilliant. Extremely brilliant. And the way he communicated, what's so fascinating is with somebody like Andy Kaufman or some of these other historical people, rather than you force them to speak to you, you would have to communicate with them. Somebody like Andy Kaufman was able to manipulate the conversation such that you then started to talk like him. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Andy Warhol, Charles Schulz, from the Peanuts, right? He apparently, of course, Hans Asperger diagnosed himself, all right? Howard Hughes. Now, Howard Hughes was diagnosed with OCD. We've talked about that. But also, they feel that he had Asperger's. John Denver, Jim Henson from the Muppets. All right, there's been a lot of talk about Al Gore having Asperger's, Bill Gates, Bob Dylan. McFly, right, on the father McFly, not Marty, George McFly. Crispin Glover thought to also have Asperger's. And again, I can't confirm any of these. There's multiple sites that talk about people in our contemporary world that may, like Robin Williams, etc. And again, there's no blood test. So there's not. It's one of those things where either people think they have it or they get analyzed by somebody who's a specialist that says this is what we have. And there are ways to test it, just not in a blood test. And so again, I can't for sure say for any of these people, but they're the same names that we've all talked about that we hear on the news, right? Bill Gates, et cetera. And, God bless them for, like I said, what do we do? What do we do with this diagnosis? Now, for those who join us, this is Dr. Dahlia's show. I have a patient whose son has autism and the boy gets F's, et cetera, in class. And she said, that doesn't concern me. The F's aren't the issue. I want my child to be able to, get a job. I want my child to be able to balance a checkbook. I want my child to be able to get through a contract for a lease of an apartment, get into the apartment, whether he has an attorney to help him or not, okay, and to be able to navigate paying rent and things like that, all right? Are we going about some of the training and the teaching incorrectly? Now, I think all kids should have access to our school system, all right? And I think we need to do a much better job of having teachers trained in autism and Asperger's to help these kids. And I think we're still learning how to teach them. And remember what I told you about Asperger's and autism. These kids, we don't have to, quote unquote, dumb down to them. They need to dumb down to us. These kids have such gifts and are so stimulated by everything that we trying to bring them down to focus could probably be beneath their intellectual level. We've talked about that. So we need somebody that knows how to not have them, do what we do with our, our times multiplication table. Maybe their multiplication table has to look differently. Did anybody ever think about that? Maybe the way they look at math is completely different. Like Good Will Hunting type of thing. And that has to be something that we teach our teachers. All right. And it may take somebody like Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, et cetera, that has that knowledge to teach us. Do we teach people with autism and Asperger's or should we let them teach us? Makes you wonder. But in the meantime, a lot of teachers do have difficulties. It is difficult. It is difficult to teach a child who isn't engaging with you, paying attention. All right. And if you don't have the skills or you don't know how to teach a child with autism or Asperger's, it could be pretty difficult. But then maybe what we do is we accent rather than their multiplication tables and all that. Maybe we accent while we're waiting to figure out how to teach them, other types of practical skills, All right, such that they can navigate in society. And if you teach them how to navigate in society and how to navigate socially, teach these kids how to interact with other people socially, maybe there's a way you could get them to figure out the multiplication. Like, for example, with coins or tickets it's we're learning ourselves. And it's a fascinating subject. So good for Susan Boyle for coming out. I think there's many of us that do have Asperger's and autism. And, be known. You have a lot to teach us. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Gifts for the holidays. I was on Pawn Stars last week, and I guess when Chum Lee didn't want my bone saw, right, because, again, the handle was missing, and they didn't know it was a Benjamin Bell type bone saw, which actually could have been really cool, but without the handle, what are you going to do with it? He had asked that I pay him to take it off his hands. And I said, no, I could instead put a bow on it and maybe give it to one of my in-laws as a gift. They may never know the difference, right? Well, apparently my mother-in-law was watching the show. She didn't know it was going to be on. And of course heard that and now she wants it. So anyway, I know what I'm getting her. For the holidays, I'll be, giving her the what I brought on Pawn Stars. So she'll like that. But here's some interesting ideas from Fox News. The best and worst holiday gifts for dieters. All right. So, all right. Let's say you are wanting to get somebody for Christmas, and you like doing the basket thing, you like doing the sweets thing, but you got somebody who's kind of healthy. So I know. We all had a friend like that who won't eat what you give them, right? Or you bring a bottle of wine to the party, they're like, but we don't drink, and then you're like, well, now what am I supposed to do as a gift? Okay, so anyway, they say one of the best ideas is to do these gourmet goodies. You know, sometimes fresh organic fruits, maybe some extra virgin olive oil, herbs and spices, teas, things like that, certain heirloom seeds in the garden. They say make, you know, doing something like that, making a basket like that, you could do that in less than $20. Now, remember I told you guys how to save money? Where, you know, make your own baskets. We talked about that. You know, and a cooking basket is a great one. Get some real cool spices. Get a couple really neat utensils. A good cooking book. And decorate it with some yummy, you know, nuts and candy and whatever. Great gift. A lot of goodies in there. And you could get away with less than $20 doing that. Of course, unhealthy treats. Okay, you don't want to bring a bunch of chocolate and stuff if they don't, whatever. Then, here again, they say kitchen gadgets. You see, this is what I'm talking about. All right, they say you could bring in, as a gift, like a watering, filtering pitcher, an iced tea maker, a citrus juicer, vegetable steamer, avocado slicer, things like that. So, kitchen gadgets. Those things may actually work, even if it's somebody who cooks in the family. Guys cook, too. Okay? Also, what if you sign them up for a cooking class? Okay, giving them a, shall we say, like a coupon to a cooking class, that could be pretty, pretty cool, especially if it's not that expensive. You know, figure out what they would like to learn, like a French cooking class. They may really like that, okay? Of course, I'm telling my husband for the holidays, do not get me a scale. Scales are usually not the best idea. Fitness or activity gear, you gotta be careful with that, okay? Giving fitness gear could kind of be an insult to some of us. But then on the other hand, if you know they work out and stuff, imagine some cute little dumbbells, a pedometer, watch band, etc. Things like that could be really good, you know, and then a cookbook and then some healthy snacks in there also. Because remember, people still like food. Even if you're dieting, you still like food. All right. And then, of course, the gift certificates. You can't go wrong with gift certificates. You could do store gift certificates, grocery store, like an organic food. I'm sure Trader Joe's, they do something like that. So that could be pretty cool. Again, gym memberships are tough. But if it's a family member, okay, that you've been trying to get to the gym and you don't care about insulting them because, you know, they're your family member. You've talked straight to them anyway. Maybe get them a gym membership. Why not? You know? I mean, it's just to kind of get them, I don't know, moving. You know, that's what kind of Fox came up with. But for me, I've told you what I did for like stocking stuffers for my husband. I put a lot of little fishing stuff. You know, he likes to fly fish. He likes to fish. So I went to the section in Walmart where they had all these. And I know you should be going to Bass Pro Shops for a lot of the fishing stuff. But still, Walmart, I was there to buy kids stocking stuffers for my kids. So I got a bunch of those stuff for my husbands, husbands. I've only been married once. Yeah, husband. All right. Now, for my sons, you know what I did in their stockings? I got them a real compass. I put compass. I got them a little binoculars, flashlight. That's what I put in their stockings. And it was, their stocking stuffer was more expensive than some of their gifts. But, and then of course I threw some candy and some little toys in there. But, you can't go wrong. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that the presents always have to be the same soap, cologne, whatever. I mean, why not do a, let's say you have a daughter. Why not do a Crayola like stocking stuffer? You throw a whole bunch of markers, colored pencils, glitter, arts and crafts stuff in the, you know, do something like that. Boys, okay? Boys. A lot of times for the boys, I get them some Hot Wheels, throw some planes in there, a couple Star Wars figurines, candy. The stocking stuffers to me are the easiest things. It's the boss or the coworkers. Now, one time, Target had these plants, so I bought a couple nurses of another office. The office comes and sees patients for me every now and then. It's a specialist office. So I got them some plants. Gardening stuff. If somebody really loves to garden, that's an easy basket to make. Just go and get the basket from Michael's, something inexpensive. Throw some tissue paper down there, or you could throw some of that fake, the fake, what's it called? You know, those little brown shavings or whatever that look like moss or something. Put that down there. Get a couple gardening tools, gardening book, a whole bunch of seeds of other things they could garden, and a real cool pair of gloves. Why not? Movie basket. We've talked about movie baskets, okay? If you know they like a favorite movie, right, or a classic, you could get one of those DVDs while people still have DVD players. It's rare, but luckily we could put a DVD, you know, into a computer these days. But throw, go to Fandango or go to one of the movie theaters, you know, they go to get a couple tickets. You could get a couple gift certificates, throw in there some popcorn that they could cook at home, bake, you know, at home, and again, some treats, and, you know, decorate it with a bunch of sparklies, and boom, you made a movie basket. That, it's so easy, guys. This, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Now, I also saw an article for these heated slippers. I got my mom something like this. I saw them at Walmart. I think they were battery operated, but this, it looks like you stick the boots, I think, in the microwave. So you put these little booties in the microwave. They're called hot boots for 90 seconds. You put them on your feet. And then I guess they also smell kind of lavender or something, and then they keep your toes all toasty. Something like that could be pretty cool. Now, I mean, I live in Vegas, so we really don't appreciate a lot of these types of things that like we should. But these things are also, you know, another thing, too, that's a great gift. You know what I got my kids also? You know, because for Hanukkah, you got to do the whole 8-day thing, is I got them, they had, like, these little military pillows, camouflage pillows. I saw at Walmart. I got them their own pillow. I mean, they have pillows on their beds or whatever, but this is the type of pillow that wherever they watch TV or whatever, they throw a bean bag. That looks awesome under the Christmas tree. Get a huge bean bag. Of course, either bow it or wrap it up with paper. It looks like a big gift, but one of those real cool, comfortable bean bags. I mean, kids love bean bags in their room. There's so much stuff you could do. Now, I was thinking about giving them a nice life-size picture of their mama that they could put in the room, but they really didn't seem to like that. So, again, a lot to think about. All right, stressed parents are more likely to have fat children who will gain weight 7% faster than peers. So children with stressed parents had higher BMI, which means if I am stressing out about Obamacare and everything, my kids are going to be heavier. I could see that. I could see that. Why? Well, because, you know, am I cooking, right, a nice, you know, nutritious meal all day long, then they come home and, yeah, go ahead and eat. Or am I like, look, we got to go. I got to hurry. I had a bad day here. Just eat this. You know, I get that. Researcher Dr. Ketan Shankardas warned if not stopped at an early age, weight gain will continue to lead to health problems later in children's lives. Obviously, we need to think about how what we do and how the kids perceive us could screw them up. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're hearing Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego, and I apologize. I'm just kind of getting this as breaking news now, although my computer doesn't want to move as quickly as I want to, has accepted the major terms of a plea bargain. Of course, he's ex-mayor, Bob Filner, sentencing him to of home confinement with no jail time. Apparently, Filner pleaded guilty in October to a felony charge of false imprisonment and two of misdemeanor battery, all involving women. So Superior Court Judge Robert Trent Acosta ordered Filner to serve 90 days of home confinement starting January 1 and reduce his city pension and fined him $1,500. He placed Filner on probation for 3 years. If he violates probation, he faces a year in jail. He is not allowed to seek office during his probation, but after probation he could. While on probation, he's going to be wearing a GPS monitor, so police will know if he leaves his home for anything except medical appointments, religious services, or court appointments. He, of course, has offered an apology to family, staff, supporters, etc. All right, apologizing for the women he has hurt and offended. He's 71 years old, Democrat, and I'm just reading this from LA Times. And he says that his misbehavior towards women will never be repeated. That was a pretty ugly story, right? And, I mean, definitely politicians on both sides of the aisle have had their fair share of scandals with women. But it was interesting that the sentencing finally happened. Battery, false imprisonment cases, no jail. Government spies, according to CNN Tech, snooped in on Warcraft and other games. Can you believe that? Spies for surveillance agencies in the U.S. and U.K., they said, had spent time undercover as orcs and the elves infiltrating video games like World of Warcraft to try to find terrorists. So you know how you kind of tell your kids, look, just don't talk to anybody, right, that's sitting there playing, and you have no idea. That could actually be the government. Imagine us paying our tax, you know, the millions upon millions of dollars in taxes, right, for somebody to sit there and play World of Warcraft. That's really what happened. And then somebody probably got caught playing World of Warcraft. They're like, no, I'm disguised as an orc so I could then go and spy on future terrorists. All right, so I guess 2008 NSA memo called online gaming a target-rich communications network where terrorists could communicate in plain sight. Yeah, I got you. You just want to play World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is, I think, the most popular online role-playing game. It peaked at about 12 million subscribers in 2010. Still has more than 7 million as of today. We kind of stopped playing it because I guess somebody got a hold of the credit card. I don't know how. A credit card, I guess you have to pay to play. Somebody got a hold of the credit card, started charging to it, buying gold or whatever under my kid's name. So we had to stop playing. It stinks. It stinks because I got to admit it was a cool game. I mean, we kind of dig the whole Dungeons and Dragons, Hobbit, Lord of the Rings type of thing. We dig that kind of stuff. Another thing we dig is very easy flying, right? And I guess American Airlines and the U.S. Airways merger becomes official. Again, I'm having some issues with my computer. I know that American Airlines, there was I had bought actually U.S. Air right after September 11th. And when they had filed for bankruptcy, like right after I bought the stock was, for me, buying stock is like $20. All right? But apparently American Airlines has merged with U.S. Airways. All right, helping them out of their financial issues, and I don't know if it's good for us because I still don't know if we're going to be able to eat, but not good for this one, man. Apparently a passenger was locked on a United airplane in the dark after the staff failed to notice him asleep in his seat. Tom Wagner woke up in a locked and freezing airplane cabin during a layover in Houston from Louisiana. He called his girlfriend to call the airline, and he was finally freed. United Express kind of tried to tell him to kind of keep quiet, gave him an amenities kit that had a toothbrush and a deodorant. Now, I don't know about you all, but if somebody gave me a deodorant as a gift, I wouldn't be pleased. I would be ticked off even more. He says he woke up, he saw the lights were out. I looked down the aisle, ain't nobody home. He said, that's according to him. He said, confused as to why he had been left in a dark plane. He called his girlfriend and said, Debbie, I'm locked on a plane. I'm telling you the truth, you better go somewhere and get me off this plane. It's good he had a girlfriend, all right? She didn't believe him. All right, but I mean, he probably could have called 911 and said, I am here on the tarmac, or I am here in a hangar. See, that's interesting, because, you know, usually on this time of year, there, you know, you're flipping over, right? I thought flight attendants had to check, and then you got the cleaning crew, right? And then you got, I don't know. All right, and so I guess, United did not refund his flight, but they gave him $250 to help him reach his final destination in California. They also put him up in a motel room and gave him some toothpaste and some deodorant. All right. So for those of you that like to take Ambien before you go to sleep on a plane, make sure somebody wakes you up, all right, so that you get to get off the plane. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Apparently a CDC study shows a link between tainted tap water of a U.S. Marine Corps base in North Carolina and increased risk of serious birth defects and childhood cancers. This is horrifying. This is a study on Camp Lejeune, released late Thursday by CDC's Agency of Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, warned it was based on a small sample size, cannot prove exposure, but it did conclude that babies born to mothers who drank the Lejeune tap water while pregnant were four times more likely than women who lived off base to have the serious birth defects, such as spina bifida. Moms also said that there were children, their children had a higher risk of childhood cancers, such as leukemia. Apparently the contamination, they said, let me just read what epidemiologist said. Richard W. Clapp, he serves on a federal board, has reviewed this, said links found through the study might appear to be weak due to the small sample size, but he said the findings are important because they do show strong evidence that the water the Marines and their families drank, cooked, and bathed in could have made them sick. And this is sad because, I mean, you know, what our troops and their families do, you think, okay, we can do a little better than what we're doing for them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Gum disease. Apparently there is a new laser-assisted procedure, LANAP, where a doctor places a tiny fiber in the pocket between the gum and the tooth, okay? And what this does is it helps treat gum disease with less pain. Usually people have to get, you know, cut into the gums, et cetera, to remove the bacteria, et cetera. But this laser apparently can do it at much less pain. Patients come in for two visits. Each visit lasts a couple hours, whereas surgery could take four more sessions. This is only a couple sessions. Apparently, they're hoping that this will have, like, the same sort of boom like LASIK surgery did for ophthalmology. Also, this type of gum surgery through the laser reduces pain, swelling, sensitivity, etc. And you don't need to cut, therefore you don't need to do suture. Okay, again, the best advice I could give you all is make sure you don't have the periodontal disease. Maybe you don't have that to begin with. Diet Cola giving you wrinkles. Health experts think they could cause your body to, gain weight, which we've talked about, but now also cause wrinkles. For those of you thinking diet soda is going to make you look as good as those 1980s models were, drinking their diet soda and their Pepsi Free on their tab, All right, and I wonder if many of those models from the 80s actually have, good skin these days now. They say the fructose artificial sweeteners and sugar alcohols present in Diet Cola can interfere with natural gut bacteria, messes up your metabolism, disrupts the way your body knows if it's full or not. And then, of course, could increase aging. They found that the excessive phosphate levels, remember I told you, could kind of pull on your bones, cause you to have osteoporosis. This is the first time I heard about it causing wrinkles. That's pretty scary stuff. Of course, we also know it could bother the teeth. So drink some water, people. It's not that hard. All right, guys. Keep listening. I love our Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.